It's Brian, your lunatic friend. Are you one of those people that likes to keep score? It's funny, I don't like doing accounting or taxes, but I've been known to count how many likes I got when I Twittered something. Or better yet, how many people are in line in front of me at the cash register. I'm at the grocery store with two items and the lady in front of me has one full shopping cart. And I'm pretty good at counting when I'm exercising too, because I don't want to do more than 3 sets of 10. And then recently I had an MRI done. Now there's 3 letters that'll make you want to say 4-letter words. Have you ever had one of those? It's like being sucked into a cigar tube. My number one fear is claustrophobia, and I had to lay in what felt like a coffin with the lid closed for 20 minutes. My nose pressed up against the ceiling like a kid looking out the window. The only way I could avoid panic is to count. And I counted backwards from 20 minutes and every second that I was in there. I'm surprised I never counted sheep trying to go to sleep, but then these days I don't need help with that. I'm just this side of falling asleep in the middle of a conversation. Like that one I had once. The guy was telling me that if you don't measure your success, you won't get any better. Problem is, I don't measure success. I count failures, and not just mine. So don't start thinking I don't know exactly how many times you were mean to me. So I'm right there with Peter when he goes to Jesus and says, how many times do we gotta forgive people? And Peter's quota sounded pretty spiritual. It was 7, the number of God. And then Jesus says in the original translation, no, how about 70 times 7? And that verse is barely out of my mouth before I've already calculated. Let's see, that's 490 times. And I can think of a few people that have already reached that limit. There's this one scripture in Hebrews where it says, let us lay aside every weight that does so easily beset us. And it doesn't say what that weight is. But I'll bet one of those weights is my inability to overlook a fence. And it's not a fence you jump over. And I'm not sure counting other people's sins against me weighs me down, but it sure trips me up. So we need to say, love is patient, love is kind, and don't keep track of the sins of mine. And there's your nutshell sermon. Now, don't think that I didn't count how many things that they say love is in 1 Corinthians 13, 5, 6, and 7. There's 11. And there's 9 that come before not keeping account of other people's wrongs. And as a person with attention deficit, the stuff at the end of a list like that doesn't even register. So why is it I can't move on from keeping an account of the wrongs done against me? And maybe that's the reason I'm just your lunatic friend on the back row, whom you listen to and love to support. And I welcome your complaints. I just call them comments underneath the post. At nutshellsermons.com. And thanks for not keeping a record of my wrongs.